the former members of the Deepwater Horizon Oil Spill Commission aren't handing out any A's as they grade the progress industry, Congress, and the Interior Department have made since the accident 2 years ago. In a new report, the members reserve their harshest criticism for Congress, which they say hasn't done enough to make offshore oil drilling safer. Former Lieutenant Governor Fran Ulmer was a member of the commission. She says it's not all bad news. Some good changes have been made.
Just as a couple of examples, the Department of Interior had something called the Minerals Management Service, and that got completely jettisoned, reorganized, broken into pieces that were more appropriate in terms of their functions. One of our recommendations was to do that so that there would be not only better focus and clarity, accountability, but also so that the various agency people could work with industry to evolve the kind of safety improvements that have been accomplished in other countries like Norway. So the industry, too, has taken up the challenge. They have created a separate safety institute that really focuses on best practices. They've created the marine containment approach to dealing with a large spill in the Gulf of Mexico. There are two different systems in place now that didn't exist before the Deepwater Horizon disaster. So a number of things, and a lot of those things are still ongoing. The work isn't finished by any means, but progress has been made.
And what are the biggest areas where industry, Congress, or the administration has fallen short?
Well, there are a lot of things that are in progress, so it's a little soon to call them failures in the sense that we really see a lot of activity ongoing. And our plan as a commission is to do an annual report card so that we can continue to monitor progress on the things that we feel are really, really important. A good example of that as it relates to the agencies, for example, we know that the Coast Guard needs additional resources to be able to effectively respond if there's an incident in the Arctic. They are doing what they can with what they've got to prepare for next summer's exploratory drilling that Shell is planning to do, but they are moving assets that really need to be kept where they used to exist and aren't necessarily as well suited for the Arctic conditions as what's necessary. So the kind of investment that needs to be made by Congress to really scale up the ability of the Coast Guard to respond not just to an oil incident, but to any kind of a shipping or navigational problem, a tourism disaster. So that is a big to-do for Congress, for the Coast Guard, and that unquestionably takes time. You can't do it overnight, but it's past due by way of a commitment of this country to really be prepared for Arctic development.
In the report, you give Congress the worst grade, a D. Why is that?
It's been disappointing to see the lack of action by Congress on things that only Congress can do. So, some examples. Increasing the liability limit. $75 million was set as the incident limit back 20 years ago in the Oil Pollution Act that passed after the Exxon Valdez oil spill. It has not been increased since. $75 million doesn't get you very far in terms of dealing with a disaster. Thank goodness that BP ignored that limit and basically invested billions of dollars in the response effort and in compensating victims. That limit needs to be increased. Only Congress can do that. There have been bills introduced to do it, but no action. Similarly, only Congress can appropriate the funds necessary, whether it's for oil spill pollution research, which is needed, for assuring that the agencies have the kind of personnel needed for the expertise to be able to do the safety regulation that is an important piece of a safer operation in our country, or the Coast Guard investments that we've talked about. So when you look across the board of the things that were recommended not only by our commission, but by the people who live in the Gulf of Mexico region, the industry, others that have recommended action by Congress, it just hasn't happened yet. I don't give up hope that it will, but so far we couldn't justify a grade higher than D.
Fran Ulmer is chair of the U.S. Arctic Research Commission and a former member of the Deepwater Horizon Oil Spill Commission. She is speaking about the new report in a presentation at the University of Alaska Anchorage bookstore tomorrow at 5 p.m. Links to the full report are at our website, alaskapublic.org.